Emanating live from the playback head of your cassette deck. This is the DX Audio Service.
You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 2001. This is issue number 194, and I'm your host and the publisher of the DX Audio Service, Fred Vobey. We'll have information on how you can contact us and the DX Audio Service subscriptions on side two of this magazine, but we're fully packed, so let's jump right into Jerry Starr's AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Reference number 507 starts with the following call letter changes. 760 WBDO, Palm City, Florida becomes WEFL. On 820 WYPA in Chicago, Illinois, changing to WCSN. 850 WODZ, Johnstown, Pennsylvania becomes WSPO. 950 WQBE, Charleston, West Virginia, changing to WVTS. On 980 WXBQ, Bristol, Virginia goes back to a former call, WFHG. On 1000 WCCD, Parma, Ohio becomes WHK as that famous Cleveland call moves to the suburbs. 1110 WEBS in Calhoun, Georgia changes to WKEP. 1150 KDMM, Highland Park, Texas becoming KBIS. 1230 WCBN Reno, Nevada changes to KPLY. 1270 KPLY Sparks, Nevada becomes WBZZ. 1300 KKSC Brawley, California changing to KROP. 1340 KAMG Victoria, Texas becomes KRNX. 1340 WAIV Clarksburg, West Virginia becomes WXKX. 1400 WHLB Virginia, Minnesota changing to WEEP. 1420 WHK Cleveland, Ohio, that call now becomes WHKK. 1510 KPBI Greenwood, Arkansas becomes KSSP. 1580 KFDF Van Buren, Arkansas changing to KHGG. And on 1580 WTKT Georgetown, Kentucky changes to WSNE. Some applications of interest on 550. CFJC in Kamloops, British Columbia wants to move to 100.1 FM. 940 CJIB Vernon, British Columbia, they want to go to 107.5. And on 1150 CJRC in Gatineau, Quebec, they want to go to 89.9. And here's stateside on 1320 WVNZ in Richmond, Virginia. They'd like to go full-time by adding 1,500 watts at night. They'll have separate directional patterns day and night if that application is approved. And on 1580 WSMO in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, they would like to move to 1120 kilohertz with 20 kilowatts daytime only. In otherness on 1370 WBYE, Calera, Alabama is silent. 1440 WHKW in Warren, Ohio is silent. 1450 WDLK in Dadeville, Alabama has returned to the air. 1520 WKBZ, Muskegon Heights, Michigan has gone silent once again. 1570 WGSR, Fernandina Beach, Florida is silent. 1660 KAXW, that new X-band station in Merced, California, has been testing on the air. And on 1660 KWSJ, Kansas City, Kansas, another new station that has begun testing on the air. Moving on to reference number 508, these call letter changes on 540 KIEZ, Carmel Valley, California becomes KSRK. 910 WYLI, Marietta, Ohio. Last month we told you they were changing to WBRJ, but they had a change of heart. Now they're changing to WNRJ. 930 WNZS, Jacksonville, Florida becomes WFXJ. On 1020 WPJC, Adjuntas, Puerto Rico becomes WOQI. 1430 KAMPL, Centro, California changes to KWST. 1480 WRDW, Augusta, Georgia becomes WTEL. That call just can't stay put, can it? That's part of a swap. We'll get to the other half in a moment. 1510 KMZT in San Rafael, California becomes KJQI. Into the X-band, 1630 KNAX in Clovis, California becomes KOME. 1630 WTEL, Augusta, Georgia changes to WRDW, and also on 1630 KOME, Fort Worth, Texas becomes KNAX, a rather unusual swap between a station in Texas and a station in California. Several applications of interest on 790 WRMS Bardstown, Illinois would like to become full-time by adding 59 watts at night. And on 980 WPGA Perry, Georgia also seeks full-time by adding 180 watts at night. Several items in otherness of interest on 930 WCNR in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania has gone silent. 1480 WKGC Panama City Beach, Florida is also silent. 1600 WMHG Muskegon, Michigan becomes the second station in that market to go silent, although this one is expected on soon because they are silent to install a new transmitter. We'll probably be back on the air by the time this tape reaches you. And that wraps it up for this month as we look out the window and watch the seasons change to spring here in Ohio. We switch now to Florida, where they have just the same old boring beautiful weather day after day. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello everyone. This is the travelogue portion of the audio service, and today we're going to continue hearing from stations operating at 620 on the dial. And we got a bunch of stations on this frequency located, well, let's see, to the north and the west of Jackson, Mississippi. That's where we left off last month. So let's head for state number 19 as we begin the May 2001 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
TV6 meteorologist Matt Hinken for Joy 62 WRJZ.
Where East Tennessee listens with their hearts. WRJZ Knoxville. Joy 62 WRJZ.
Listening to Walk in Victory, the radio ministry of Barry Culberson, senior pastor of...
And up we go to the northern end of Kentucky.
Sports Radio 620, WTMT.
AM 620, WTMT, Louisville.
Well, isn't this exciting?
All sports, all the time.
You know, a couple of years ago, Fred Volby shared a number of jingles that he collected with me, but he assures me that this was among the many actually used on the air at one time.
62 Country WTMT, Louisville.
Yeah, very nice. And then there was Josh Owens. Hi, Josh. His home is up near the northern boundary of North Carolina. Nearly a year ago, he ventured forth with this neat cut from a neighbor even to his north.
From the News Talk 620 WWNR Weather Center, here's the official forecast. Partly sunny and warm today. Slight chance of thunderstorms. The high should reach 84. That's the official forecast for Bethlehem vicinity. From News Talk 620 WWNR Bethlehem.
Back to the Dr. Laura Show on News Talk 620 WWNR.
That's about all I take of that. Okay, let's sit in on the first of two football games we're going to be hearing today.
But Brecky's going to have to kick it. He gets a good snap from center and a lot of time, and he hangs this one up. Western Michigan calls fair catch at the 14-yard line, and we'll take it there. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification. This is your University of Wisconsin football report.
The Brewers play Sunday at noon. Hear the game on WMVP 1290 AM. The Packers play at 11 o'clock Sunday morning, only here on WTMJ Milwaukee.
It sounds strange to hear WMVP at other than 1,000 on the dial, doesn't it? Anyway, we're going to head west from Milwaukee now and cross the entire states of Wisconsin and of Iowa.
Siouxland's number one choice for radio news. 62 Country, KMNS, Sioux City.
Good morning, 55 degrees. Investigators may find out today the ID of the person found dead in Missouri.
You mean there was only one? I thought there'd be a lot of those.
No matter where you go, you've got to have an ace in the hole.
Siouxland's number one choice for radio news. 62 Country, KMNS, Sioux City.
Good morning, 71 and sunshine at Sioux Gateway. Jury gives convicted child slayer Donald Moeller the death penalty by lethal injection.
Okay, there's a station that has a one-track mind, I'd say. But now, here comes a station that probably could use a good studio wiring engineer, Fred. Notice how the control room speaker didn't appear to switch off when the control room microphone was switched on.
At News and Weather, Lonnie Padron reporting.
This is KWFT in Wichita Falls.
CBS News, this is Charles Osgood.
Okay, and since that station is now long gone, we'll give them one last listen. How's that?
With us, we might have to check with PR. Oh, Bob Thomas, our statistician, thinks he can find the last time the Cowboys led the New York Giants. All right, I'll trust you while we pause 15 seconds for station identification on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network.
You're listening to TechZilla's home of the Dallas Cowboys. 620 Radio, KWFT, Wichita Falls, your Dallas Cowboy football station for North Central Texas and Southwest Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, KWFT was in Wichita Falls for many decades, but by 1996, the owner had moved the 620 assignment closer, as you can expect, to the Metroplex. And this is how they sounded that first year on the air from their brand new digs.
Good night, my friend.
Hey, and good morning to you. We've got lots of sunshine right now. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, and then all sorts of practicalities set in, and they joined the Walt Disney Company.
620 KAAM, Plano, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Radio Disney, we're all here.
Yeah, well, at least I'm cute.
Well, the prize is good. I'm just saying your delivery was totally off. You're supposed to say it like Elvis.
Well, more recently, they kept the format and changed their calls to KMKI. Now, that's a nice call for the Disney company.
Bruce Williams. Keep in touch.
TalkNet, Larry King, G. Gordon Liddy, the best talk is on News Talk Radio AM 620, KSTR, Grand Junction.
From ABC News, I'm Tom Martin.
So here we are on the westerly slope of the Rockies, as someone once said on this channel. Mr. Bruce Williams took us back to 1993 when we first visited that delightful part of the country, traveling along Interstate 70 in our motorhome, but lots of things have changed in the last 8 or 9 years. First of all, we don't have a motorhome anymore. But in 1998, the station management decided it was time for a change.
Grand Junction, a Leggett Broadcasting Station.
NBC Radio News.
And then in 1999...
News Talk 620, KKGJ.
KKGJ, Grand Junction.
President Clinton's lawyers are busy defending their client. David Kendall says he did nothing impeachable.
And then came the biggest change of all in Grand Junction. Last year, the station changed once again, and even the audience changed. How come, you ask? Well, you see, Mark Durenberger moved to Grand Junction, and as an early order of business, he updated the travelogue collection with this cut for us.
Do you think I can go now, officer?
Sure, because now we return with more Radio Disney. And have a nice day.
RGY, Grand Junction. 1-888-0-8 is the phone number of the station. Just for kids, what's up? Ernie D's on. Nobody's Angel music on the way for you. Some NSYNC, some Backstreet Boys, Brian McKnight on the way, Christina Aguilera, Hoku, right now, Pokemon, what?
I can talk that fast. Well, anyway, it's time to leave the mountains and head south into the desert of Arizona, where the Gila Monsters and the Diamondbacks play.
John Gibson, KTAR 620 News.
In with us 3 or 4 times a day, keeping you in touch with all the news and information that concerns you and Arizona. 620 AM, KTAR, Phoenix.
KTAR 620 News Time, 9 o'clock.
Okay, I would venture to say that over the years, the last 20 years or so, of all the regions in the country, with the possible exception of Tampa Bay and the thumb of Michigan, the Phoenix and Tucson area are probably the best covered in our entire travelogue. We've got Skip Dabelstein, we've got Kevin Redding, son John S. Bowker used to travel there lots back in the early 1990s. Linda and I seem to pass through there every few years back when we were motorhoming. Oh, speaking of that, we come now to the other strange antenna setup on 620. You remember last month I mentioned the two WDAE antenna towers that straddled a major highway here in Tampa area, and that big trucks regularly passed between their delicately balanced phased array? Well, this month we take you to Interstate 90 in northern and eastern Idaho. And just before you start up that long, long hill that eventually tops off at the Montana state line, you pass through the town of Wallace, Idaho, and there before your very eyes are the two KWAL towers, one on one side of the highway and the other on the other side of the highway.
It's mostly sunny and a little warmer today. Highs in the near 90s to 100. Time now for Paul Harvey News and Comment, brought to us at this hour by the Valley Building Center. KWAL Wallace.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Okay, well, we move next to the Valley of Central California that's just teeming with radio stations. The only thing is, they can't seem to settle in with any long-term commitments as to what they want to broadcast in that area. So, and this Hanford, California station signed on in 1948 and was operating in 1986 with these call letters.
KNGS, Hanford. It's 8 o'clock, and here's Red Kenny with the news.
And then when Mr. Kenny got through with his newscast back in about 1986, they decided to change their call letters.
107.5 FM and 620 AM, KCLQ, Hanford, Fresno.
And KCLQ lasted until 1999, and then it was time for them to move along into the 21st century.
IGF, 620 AM, Hanford, Bakersfield, Merced, Fresno.
Está em sintonia com a KIGF, Hanford, Bakersfield, Fresno.
Sorry about the distortion on that, but we're going to move next into the northern part of the Golden State.
Love to go in every color of the rainbow.
24 hours a day with all your country favorites. We're KSYC, KDY, and KWSD, Yreka, Mount Shasta.
Mark Willis in the news. This hour, United Nations spokesman Joe Sills says the agency has decided to evacuate shortly its human rights monitors expelled by Haiti's military.
We were listening, by the way, for KWST in that part. And then in 1996, we stopped there once again to tape record their new call sign.
The news and talk of Siskiyou County, KSYC Yreka, KMJC Mount Shasta.
News. This is Chris Stanley. No Mideast White House summit on Monday, at least not as of now.
Okay, we were listening for KMJC, which, as you can tell, of course, is magic. Well, only if you have a good imagination. And so we cross the state line now into Oregon.
Coming up for you this next hour, I've got the latest on the way from Glenn Frey, Tracy Chapman, also Annie Lennox, and we'll start out with some Love on Ice. It's from Tom Grant.
You're listening to KGW Portland, bringing you the sounds of Kink FM 102.
Here again is an example where the FM call sign became the AM call. And of course, in this case, the station management also found a way to save a lot of money in the transition.
Good afternoon. The latest from Peter Gabriel is coming up next hour. So is a band called 4Play featuring Bob James and Lee Ritenour. We'll have some new Huey Lewis. Here's Dire Straits live in 92 to start off this segment of music. 30 minutes on KINK, AM and FM, Portland.
Gotta be
How about that? And then they further updated their sound this way.
Now go take on the day. We'll have more of the Dr. Laura Schlesinger Show after ABC News on Super Talk 620 KOTK, Portland, Salem, Vancouver.
And as our final stop this month, once again, we go calling on our friend way up north in Saskatchewan, Adam Bouvier. Glad to have you with us.
720, two of them.
Music, bow, 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 hey!
Once again, thanks for that, Adam, and all the others you've sent us down from your part of the world. Well, now, it's been quite a trip from the middle of Maine last month to the Pacific Coast this month, and next month we're going to revisit New England for our opener and see what was going on back in 1986 at 6:30 on the dial in that region. Bruce Conti is next, and we'll look for you on the travelogue around Memorial Day. Bruce?
50,000 watts of pure news energy. The all New England news source. WBZ News Radio 1030. Every day.
Hello, DXers. I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. Midwinter, the peak of solar cycle 23 occurred with what some might have thought were unusually quiet conditions. Transoceanic medium wave DX was hot. Latin American DX was not. But conditions changed in a big way by the end of March, with a blast of energy from the sun produced by a cluster of sunspots, the largest in 10 years. Here's how the event was reported on WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston.
The news every day. This is WBZ Boston, an Infinity Broadcasting Station.
It is 1 o'clock. The Boston temperature now up to 45 degrees. WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Bauer says, cloudy overnight tonight. We could see some drizzle and a low temperature of 34 degrees. Sunday, a cloudy day. Rain and wet snow will develop in the afternoon, changing to all snow at night. High tomorrow in the 30s. Snow comes to an end Monday morning, but it'll stay cloudy with a high around 40 on Monday. I'm Bill Watson, WBZ News. This news is sponsored by GBH2. The sky glowed red as night fell across some southwestern states. Residents startled by the odd display, flooded media outlets with calls, some thinking it was caused by UFOs. But it was no invasion. The glow came from a powerful solar flare that erupted on Thursday. Scientists report the biggest cluster of sunspots they've seen in at least 10 years. They say it may disrupt telecommunications through the weekend. One scientist says the night sky will shimmer red and green in many places tonight.
And here's how it was reported on WWV.
At the tone, 21 hours, 18 minutes, coordinated universal time.
Solar terrestrial indices for 31 March follow. Solar flux 246 and the estimated Boulder index 140. Repeat, solar flux 246 and the estimated Boulder index 140. The Boulder Candex to 2100 GT on 31 March was 7. Repeat, 7. Solar terrestrial conditions for the last 24 hours follow. Solar activity is moderate. The geomagnetic field was at quiet to severe storm levels. A major geomagnetic storm began at 0600 GT on 31 March. Satellite proton event has ended. Forecast for the next 24 hours follows. Solar activity will be high. The geomagnetic field will be at active to severe storm levels.
The same energy that produces the northern lights also affects the AM broadcast band by preventing high-angle nighttime skip from northern latitudes, thus opening up frequencies to low-angle signals from the south. In other words, for stations under the influence of the aurora, it's as if it was daylight. And while we did pass solar maximum, significant disturbances often will continue for years. For example, the peak of solar cycle 22 occurred during 1989, but the highest level of energy didn't occur until almost 2 years later in 1991.
Música a través de la cadena W Azul y Plata. Siempre.
Right now, you're listening to an outstanding signal from Mexico as heard in New Hampshire during the aurora, Cadena W Azul y Plata XEW Mexico on 900 kilohertz. Now 940 kilohertz XEQ Mexico, Cadena Q Verde y Oro, with CINW Montreal knocked out by the aurora.
En la cadena Q.
este sábado está cargado de fútbol. Los potros relinchan en pos de su salvación frente a una fiera también desesperada. Atlante contra León. Sábado 31 de marzo, 12:30 horas, desde el Estadio Azul. E inmediatamente después, quédese a disfrutar un duelo con sabor añejo. Diablos Rojos del Toluca contra Freseros del Irapuato, desde el Estadio Nemesio 10. Cadena Cooper de Lloro 940 de AM. Televisa Radio. Viva al máximo este sábado futbolero.
Cadena tu camiseta verde y oro en la radio. Viva. Viva la diversión y el entretenimiento. Viva la cadena Q verde y oro.
940 de amplitud modulada.
La radio. Viva.
Kilohertz, there was no sign of WMVP Chicago, leaving this signal from Mexico, Radio Mil, with a singing ID as Radio Mil. Some domestic DX surprises produced by the Aurora as well, like this signal from WSCC Charleston, South Carolina on 730 kilohertz, IDing as News Radio 730 WSC.
If the engine of your car, truck, or van is smoking, burning oil, or making...
Boston fans want sports. They step into the zone. This is Sporting News Radio 1510, WWCN Boston, the zone.
The Aurora wasn't the only action across the dial. One-on-One Sports is now Sporting News Radio with a modified format featuring longer segments for call-ins and in-depth interviews. In Boston, 1510 call letters changed to WWZN to signify the Zone nickname and the new Sporting News Radio. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73, and good DX.
Mark Dernberger on the road again with part one of a series recorded in August 1999. We're on the open road, and our plan along the way is to capture signals on the Clear Channel stations. We'll have to scramble to try to get them all in, and we'll miss a few for sure, but this is what it's like on the Clear Channels between Minneapolis and Cleveland. And as we enter western Wisconsin, we start looking for stations. The first one we pop to is the first station we run into that doesn't do a legal ID.
Stay with us as we enter the 11 o'clock and third and final hour. We'll talk more sports with you at 281-1070, plus SportsCenter updates three times every hour. So stay with us more as we continue on ESPN Radio, Madison.
I didn't hear any legal ID there, did you? Reaching east toward Milwaukee, we have 1130 WISN.
It's back! Homer Sports Roundtable, live from Champs Americana in Greenfield. And on the air tonight, beginning at 6:30 on Radio 1130 WISN, Milwaukee.
All Harvey is brought to you by Gordy Boucher Lincoln Mercury in West Allis and Frank Boucher Lincoln Mercury in Waukesha.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey.
Stand by for news.
We're approaching LaSalle, Illinois, and the turn east on Interstate 80. So we'll buckle in, keep our eyes on the road, open our recorders, turn on the radios, and bring you the Chicago stations.
Coming up on 2 o'clock here, Lynn Holly in the top stories straight ahead. Among other stories, we're watching the surrender of the suspect in L.A. shootings.
WMAQ.
Hour, the huge manhunt for the suspect in yesterday's shooting rampage at a Jewish community center in Los Angeles is over. The FBI says Buford Furrow has turned himself into the FBI office in Las Vegas. A source says Furrow told the FBI that he had taken a cab from LA.
Another vintage 670 station break before the change was made in Chicago. Next, WGN at 720.
Here's the bunt foul off to the right out of play. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Chicago's News and Talk.
And Cubs.
Radio 720 WGN Chicago, a Tribune broadcasting station.
Pat and Randy at Wrigley, a tie game in the ninth inning. 3-3, nobody out, a man at first.
CBS's WBBM holds fourth at 780, of course.
And the Dan Ryan, circle to 95th at about a half hour, inbound 25. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in the 24-hour traffic center.
News Radio 780, WBBM, Chicago.
WBBM News Time, 259. I'm Steve Grzanich. Coming up in the next half hour on News Radio 780, at least four people dead, dozens injured after a tornado touched down in downtown Salt Lake City. A suspect in yesterday's shooting of five people at a Los Angeles Jewish community center.
It's a lovely day to be on the open road, and we're enjoying this trip east. Our radios this time around, we've got four of them going this time.
Fox Vobiscu.
AM 820 WYPA Chicago and AM 930 WAUR Sandwich Chicago.
And now, Catholic Family Radio presents The Daily Reading with Monsignor Dennis Clark.
A reading from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, and the Lord showed him all the land.
Another vintage station break.
Time, all day, AM 850, WAIT, Crystal Lake, and Chicagoland.
From our studios in Chicago, it's 79 degrees. I'm Stephen Haas with a look at Chicagoland news headlines on WAIT, a service of the new e-stamp internet.
Well, here's WLS finally doing a legal ID. This is kind of interesting. They broke at 5 on the hour, did 8 minutes of commercials. And then the ID.
Find out about MSAs, but move fast. Congress only allowed for 750,000 MSAs nationwide. Call the Helmley Agency at 1-800-781-2280.
75 years and still Chicago's best entertainment and information. This is News Talk 89.
I'll have the latest on the gunman who has surrendered, but first we have another major breaking story this afternoon. I'm Jim Johnson, WLS News. A big tornado has hit downtown Salt Lake City.
Here's the former WCFL, Loop 1000, and now WMVP.
Triple action gold bond.
There's no powder like it.
Use only as directed.
The home of the White Sox and Bulls is also the only place where you can hear Chicago's Sports Center three times every hour.
WMVP Chicago is
ESPN Radio 1000.
Good afternoon, everyone. At 4:04, I'm Luke Cadellis with the Chicago Sports Center update. Cubs and Diamondbacks continue to battle on the north side. Bruce Levine is live with an update.
From the Chicago area, we tune to 1080.
AM 1080 WN WI. Od poniedziałku do piątku. Od 7 do 9 Urszula Michałowska. Od 9 do 11 dla Polaków z Ukrainy. Od 11 do 12 Radiorama. Od 12 do 14 Radio dla Ciebie. Od poniedziałku do piątku. AM 1080 WN WI.
Always good.
been listening, WNWI, Oaklawn, Chicago, 1080 AM radio.
Mami, ahora vengo sacando cuenta, 25 mujeres, 50 tetas, y si hay una gacha no ven la cuenta.
El sabroso de Quisqueya.
Ella.
El sabroso de Quisqueya.
Oh, please, don't stop.
Well, as we cross the Indiana state line, it's sunset in the west, and as we move toward the eastern time zone, it's getting darker and darker, and we're looking for signals from over the horizon.
The Golden Tower of the Fisher Building. This is the great voice of the Great Lakes. 760 WJR, Detroit.
On News Radio, WTAM 1100, Cleveland.
The L.A. shooter is under arrest. Good evening. I'm Cliff Bakley, and this is the 8 o'clock report on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Details coming up.
As we got east of Chicago, we started to pull up the eastern seaboard stations, and here's a sample.
Three balls and a strike to Ricky Henderson. Ball four. The Mets have 2 men on. We pause for station identification on the WFAN Mets Radio Network.
Washington beat the Liberty tonight in overtime, 59-56. Metro Stars lose to D.C. United, 4-1. Listen to IMS in the morning, weekdays, 5:30 until 10 on WFAN New York.
Bob Murphy with Gary Cohen. We're playing in the home fifth inning at sea. That's trailed by three. Now they have 2 men on.
For details on the revolutionary Select Comfort Airbed, including your free catalog and video, call toll-free 1-800-SLEEP-45. That's 1-800-SLEEP-45. Call today.
Coming up after the news, Female Talk Show Host of the Year, Dr. Joy Brown on WOR New York. CNN Radio News. I'm Ed Payne. Salt Lake City is under a state of emergency following today's tornado. At least one person is dead, more than 100 injured. Lieutenant Verdi White with the Utah Highway Patrol says the tornado hit at least at the worst possible time.
Sherman, give that man a cigar.
Every day, more people tune into this radio station than any other single talk radio station in the nation.
News Talk Radio 77, WABC.
O'clock, pregame up next.
It's cloudy and 73 degrees right now.
For experience you can trust, count on CBS News and the area's largest radio news team here on WCBS New York.
WCBS News Time at the tone, 10 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Tammy McCormick. Buford Furrow is being arraigned. He was taken into the back door of the Las Vegas Federal Building a short while ago, surrounded by FBI and ATF agents.
And from Boston on 1030.
Well, I'll tell you, Eddie, I think that they should have impeached him for that if they were going to impeach him for anything, but I don't know if they had the proof for it. And if they did, they should have. If they didn't, I guess they shouldn't have. Stay with us here on WBZ.
7 days a week, we crank out 50,000 watts of news radio. This is WBZ News Radio 1030, your only choice for news every day. WBZ Boston.
It is 11 o'clock, Boston temperature 71 degrees. WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Paul Pastelock looks for variably cloudy skies, a possible thunderstorm overnight. Temperatures down around 64 degrees. Good evening, I'm Don Huff, WBZ News. Radio on the interstate of a summer night.
You're listening to the station honored for best community service for on-the-air campaign in the Achievement in Radio Awards. And the Mid-South source for news, weather, and traffic. This is the home of the Grand Ole Opry. Clear Channel 650 WSM Nashville. It's 8 o'clock from ABC News.
I'm Tim O'Donnell. The suspect in the Los Angeles shootings at a Jewish community center is described as being very cooperative after turning himself into the FBI in Las Vegas today.
It swung on, it hit hard and long to right field, but Adrian Brown will get there to haul it in. And with two away, we'll pause for station identification on the Reds Radio Network.
At least one person is dead in the tornado that cut a path through downtown Salt Lake City. More than 100 people are injured. And an FBI source says the Los Angeles shooting suspect wanted to inspire Americans to kill Jews. In-depth team coverage after the game on News Radio 700 WLW Cincinnati.
Well, two out, Michael Tucker, the batter. Michael,
here's what we heard on 750.
Call now, 770-955-5700. Open evening for 8.
An approved Georgia residential loan licensee.
Now, the top local news from the station you trust. News Talk 750 WSB. Atlanta's news, weather, traffic, and Brave station. Depend on it.
Judge William Snyder says he was impressed with the apologies of T.J. Foreman.
From Philadelphia on 1060.
For Friday, mixed clouds and sun, warm and humid, high 86. The ocean water temperature, 72 degrees. KYW News Time, 11 o'clock.
All news, all the time. This is News Radio, KYW 1060, Philadelphia, serving Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware.
This is Wednesday, August 11th, 1999. Good evening. I'm Jack Riley on Independence Mall, 81 degrees. It's partly cloudy, 82 at the airport, going down to 64 to 68 overnight.
One thing's for certain when you're out here on I-90 and 80, and you're not alone, there's a single or double-bottom truck about every 500 feet in the right lane, a long procession of commerce. And on the radio, let's see what we can pull up here.
I think it's time to duck out of here, if you know what I mean.
Virginia's number one news source, News Radio, WRVA, 1140. News Radio, WRVA, Richmond.
Hey, it's 10 o'clock at News Radio WRVA 1140. I'm Chuck Neal. Bon's Coors, Richmond, has announced the name and location of the area's newest hospital.
Here's 1180.
Give me a fuzzy root beer and a time on ground day.
Rochester's most listened to radio station. Period. News Radio 1180 WHAM, Rochester.
Here's 1530.
I love you.
Call letters stand for wonderful songs and information. 1530 WSAI.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Attempted murder charges expected.
This is Mark Dernberger. We're at the end of part one about DX Audio Service band scan as we drive the interstates from Minneapolis to Ohio. Until we meet again, good listening, DXers.
This is the DX Audio Service.
First ID was about 8 a.m. on March the 1st.
You're back for one-on-one fourth in the windy city, WYPA Chicago, AM 820.
Arizona and Michigan State to the Final Four. Good morning, I'm Scott Wetzel. Here's with Dan.
Then, about 1 hour later,
on an era of sports radio, one-on-one,
you know, I have a chance to be the last voice on one-on-one sports and the first voice on sporting news radio.
Put that on your resume.
Yeah, put that
see
on
where
the
it
resume.
Gets you. Coming up, a new era, a new network, a new sound. Jay Mariotti and Jim Litke live from San Antonio kick off the new Sporting News Radio. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
You have a good one.
It's Chicago sports. It's national sports. It's total sports for the total sports fan. This is 820 WCSN Chicago. Chicago Sporting News.
Final Four is complete. Good morning, I'm Scott Wetzel. Here's what's happening.
I'm Ken Onischuk back here with the 2001 Major League Baseball information from Baseball America, which I'm pleased to bring you. In the American League, the Anaheim Angels on 570 KLAC with Mario Empemba and Darren Sutton. The Baltimore Orioles on 1090 WBAL with Jim Hunter and Fred Manfra. The Boston Red Sox in 850 WEEI with Joe Castiglione and Jerry Trupiano. Conflicts with the Celtics have to go another station. Chicago White Sox on ESPN Radio 1000, WMVP with John Rooney and Ed Farmer. Cleveland Indians, 1100 WTAM with Tom Hamilton and Mike Hegan. Conflicts with the Cavaliers, one of them probably will go to 1220 WKNR. Detroit Tigers, 1270 WXYT with Ernie Harwell, Jim Price, and Dan Dickerson. I can also hear 630 CFCO with Mike Corcoran tells me will also do the games. Makes it a long reach to Chicago in daytime. And we'll find out more in the future. Kansas City Royals on 980 KMBZ with Ryan Lefebvre and Denny Matthews. Minnesota Twins on 830 WCCO with John Gordon and Don Gladden. Many people, though, will miss Herb Carneal, who I understand is ill. The New York Yankees, 770 WABC with Michael Kay and John Sterling. Oakland Athletics, 960 KABL with Bill King, Ray Fossey, and Ken Korak. Seattle Mariners on 710 KIRO with Ron Fairley, Dave Henderson, Dave Niehaus, and Rick Riz and Dave Valley. Tampa Bay Devil Rays, 970 WFLA with Paul Olden and Charlie Slows. Texas Rangers on 1080 KRLD with Eric Nadell and Vince Catronio. Toronto Blue Jays, who I'm 99% sure are going to carry the games, 1050 CHUM with Tom Cheek and Jerry Howarth. And now we move to the National League. Arizona Diamondbacks out of Phoenix in English on 620 KTAR with Rod Allen, Tom Brenneman, Greg Schulte, and Jim Traber. In Spanish, it's 1400 KSUN with Fred Morales and Rich Sayens. Atlanta Braves, 750 WSB. And conflict with the Hawks, someone goes to another affiliate, probably 680. Skip Carey, Don Sutton, Joe Simpson, Pete Van Wieren in the booth. Chicago Cubs, 720 WGN with Pat Hughes and Ron Santo. The Cincinnati Reds, 700 WLW with longtime veterans Marty Brenneman and Joe Knoxhall, and they're one of the few markets with no free television. Colorado Rockies out of Denver on English 850 KOA. Nice signal here at night with Wayne Hagen and Jeff Kingery in Spanish. Now, they list nothing, although the baseball guide and preview listed 1150 KCUV. You'll have to check that out. In Florida, down in Miami, the Marlins on 560 WQAM with Joe Scambi and former Expos announcer Dave Van Horn. Since the Expos have no English broadcasts and Dave wanted to work, they hired him. And in Spanish on 1140 WQBA with Philo Ramirez and Angel Rodriguez. The Houston Astros in English on 740 KTRH with longtime broadcaster Milo Hamilton and Alan Ashby. In Spanish on 1320 KXYZ with Francisco Ruiz and Alex Trevino. Los Angeles Dodgers in English 1150 KXTA with longtime broadcaster Vin Scully, Rick Monday, and Ross Porter. Spanish 1330 KWKW, Jaime Jarin and Pepe Iniguez. Milwaukee Brewers 620 WTMJ with Bob Uecker and Jim Powell. And conflicts with the Bucks, since both teams are good, one of them will probably go to 1290 WMCS or 1340 WJYI, as was last year. Montreal Expos, French only, 730 CKAC, Jacques Doucette, Mark Griffin, and Claude Raymond. The New York Mets, 660 WFAN, conflict with the Knickerbockers, one of them will go to 1050 WEVD as in the past. And doing Mets games will be Gary Cohen, Ed Coleman, Bob Murphy. Philadelphia Phils on 1210 WPHT with Larry Anderson, Scott Graham, veterans Harry Callis, Andy Musser, and Chris Wheeler. Pittsburgh Pirates 1020 KDKA with Steve Blass, Greg Brown, Landy Frittari, and Bob Walk. No free television out of Pittsburgh. St. Louis Cardinals, 1120 KMOX with Joe Buck, Mike Shannon, and veteran Jack Buck. San Diego Padres, 600 KOGO, longtime veteran Jerry Coleman and Ted Leitner. And finishing San Francisco, 680 KNBR with a crowded booth of Mike Kruko, Dwayne Kuiper, John Miller, Ted Robinson, and Lon Simmons. Also want to pass along, Fox Sports Radio will also be doing the Saturday game of the week, Fox Family the Thursday game of the week, and the FX the Saturday night game of the week. I see ESPN will be doing the All-Star game, all postseason games, Sunday night game of the week, and Saturday afternoon baseball the second half of the season. And I'll probably have more as time goes on. So enjoy whatever you can pick up, and I'm pleased to bring it to you, and we'll see you again next time. Bye-bye, friends.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two.